Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. Don't forget, you can visit russellgrant.com to read your daily, weekly, love and monthly horoscopes. Plus, you can watch Russell's daily video horoscopes for free.
Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, September the 16th and the whole week ahead. With Mercury and Mars connected to your seventh house of relationships, the more you can do something with someone, the better. You see, this energy really sparks off each other. So if you're on your own today, then you're not going to get half as much out of the next 24 hours as you will if you're with somebody, especially somebody who you could be called exciting and adventurous. Here's your Sunday stars. Lots to do today, and it's a good day to deal with those things that maybe you find boring or difficult. One area you should concentrate on is anything to do with your health and anything medical. So if there's certain things you should be doing to benefit your health, then do it now. But also work and business is really powerful now. So anything that you need to do on a work level, do it. And if you're looking for change professionally, this is good stuff to plan. Here's your Monday stars. Now, a series of wee eclipses, which we call occultations, certainly going to make today very interesting in the area of relationships. Something tells me that either you fancy someone and you're not sure how they feel, or someone admires you and they're not sure how you feel. Certainly today is probably not a day to confront these matters, but it will certainly set the ball rolling and set your mind thinking. Here's your Tuesday stars. Come tomorrow, there's powerful energies that's going to start to happen in your seventh house of relationships. For today, then you need to prepare for this. Look at a relationship in your life, one in particular, and see where it can be enhanced or changed. Or maybe it's a make or break period and you need to make alterations which prizes you apart. It's a day for thinking and preparing and not a day for choosing. Here's your Wednesday stars. What energy now in your seventh house of relationships and partnerships? Venus, the goddess of love, is there. The new moon is there. And there's also a Mercury opposing Neptune there as well. So probably you're not really on par yet to deal with a situation when it comes to love or anything which connects you with someone else. But I'm telling you now, this is the start of a beginning of a new period when it comes to you and someone else. Here's your Thursday stars. I want you to become so au fait and so primed when it comes to your seventh house in your solar horoscope, because that's where these energies really lie. Check out the seventh house in my book of You Can Change Your Life, because this book of astrology will give you insight on how you should be dealing with the next few weeks, because it's your seventh house that's going to dominate your heart, your thoughts, and your life. And here's your Friday stars. Put Mercury and Pluto together and you get focused thinking. And that's good on so many levels for you, whether it's a relationship matter, which we know is all powerful in your life now. It's a day for decisions and it's a good day for choices too, because you will be armed with the facts. And also psychologically, you know what it is that you've got to do, and today is the day to cut and run and do whatever it is you must.
Now you've heard your horoscope, you might have more questions. Why not speak to our team of psychics and mediums? Call 1-855-330-4220. That's 1-855-330-4220. And quote BOOM when you book a 10-minute reading, and you'll only pay $5. The offer is limited to one-time use and ends soon. See you next week.